A Real Family for Dixon by Gilvin. Read by One Lost One. Rating: not rated. Archive warning: creator chose not to use archive warnings. Fandom: The Walking Dead TV. Relationship: Daryl Dixon, Rick Grimes. Characters: Daryl Dixon, Rick Grimes, Carl Grimes. Additional tags: Daryl Dixon centric, drabble, canon compliant, extended scene. Summary: Daryl's thoughts while he's watching how Rick teaches Carl to shoot. It was at moments exactly like this one that Daryl found himself completely enchanted by the scene playing out in front of him. If there was anything good left in this world, it deserved a minute of peaceful admiration. One may think that Daryl was basking in a memory of what he would used to be, before, like any other person would be in his place. But where the others would see a piece of the comfortable normal past, he sees the miracle of the present. Because, for him, before had little to no difference to now. The end of the world had been his beginning. And wasn't that bitter-tasting irony such a Dixon thing? These days, next to these people, he discovered a small miracle of normal relations, almost every moment. It wasn't evident with the current state of matters, and the level of tension in the group. But Daryl, like a child in the woods, noticed and picked the precious memories like berries from under the leaves. It was a damn long time since he last saw how it is when parents communicate with their children. And there are bright, sincere smiles playing on their faces. He never saw what a real father should be like before Rick. How loving, brave, and loyal. It never ceased to amaze him. Rick never ceased to amaze him. Just to end up by this man's side already seemed like the best thing to happen to Daryl in his life. But to earn Rick's attention and sympathy, and all the more attraction, sincere and unselfish, was something akin to a fairy tale. But for once, he allowed himself not to worry about the moment it could all burst like a soap bubble. He watched from the side as Rick teaches Carl to shoot. He doesn't feel distant. An amazing feeling of warmth and calmness fills him, as well as a whole bunch of other emotions. He almost gets drunk on them, but is unable to give name to any. Apparently, this is what a real family feels like. The end. Thank you for listening. I gotta say, it's definitely a change to be reading it instead of writing it. But I had to do this fic. It's great. Thank you. Bye.